What's good? It's Sharday. You're now listening to Sharday's Thoughts Podcast. Hey, y'all. Hope everybody's doing well. I know my podcast is a little bit all over the place, but you know what I'm saying? I already said my last podcast. I might record once or twice a month. We shall see how it goes. Just know that content will always be dropping on Sundays. Unfortunately, I couldn't get my guest on here, so hopefully I'll get her on here as soon as possible. I'll hit her up with that, get some guests up on here. Now, I got a few cool topics for y'all. I wanted to start a new thing on the podcast on the fan question of the week. So all you got to do is, you know, go to my Instagram, follow me at Sharday_thoughts_. I will be posting once a week, letting you guys post your opinions or anything that y'all want me to talk about, that fan question of the week. I think that'd be pretty cool. I'm doing a lot of turnaround on this podcast. I'm super excited about that. But I got a few topics I do want to talk about, which I'm super excited about. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So I did take my melatonin. So if I sound a little dead in, I'm going to say like 10 minutes, forgive me. What I am drinking right now actually is my Seagram Escapes. You're making me happy. But I really did realize that the peach one tastes the best. I feel like this one tastes like, I don't know, if you drink wine coolers, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it just be tasting a little different sometimes. I got my water on the side, got my energy drink, Monster. If you have anxiety, I 10 out of 10 do not recommend you drinking it. I'm just drinking it because I'm craving something sweet, you know what I'm saying, some juice, and that's all the juice that I have right now. So yeah, I needed that melatonin or I'll be up all night and I'll be screwed, and I have work on Monday. So that'll be like a no bueno for me. So what happened this weekend, since it's Sunday, I did go out on Saturday. It was a last minute thing. I was feeling a bit depressed. I've been, you know, a bit up and down. I feel like when it comes to, you know, you feeling some type of way about your mental health and you struggling, always reach out to a family, reach out to friends, reach out to that support system, or even reach out to a therapist. You know what I'm saying? Mental health is important. But yeah, I'm a bit back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in my little funk no more, my little depressive episode. And I'm just trying to, you know, keep it pushing and keep praying about it, you know what I'm saying? But you know, in order for me to get out of it, I said, ooh, I need to get out the house. So what I did was something so spontaneous. I literally packed my outfit that I was gonna wear downtown, and I was like, I'm baby free, so let's go downtown, bet, because, you know, I just wanted to, you know, just have fun. So I go downtown, and I meet up with my friend, and literally when I go downtown, like, I like to get glammed up, so I don't do my makeup as much as I used to. If you guys knew me, like, a couple years ago, or even, like, follow me on my main Instagram account, you would know that, like, I occasionally do my makeup. The most that I do, if I'm like literally just chilling and I want to feel like kind of glammed up, I just pop on lashes, to be honest. It's just a little bit of makeup, not really a lot. Like, it's literally the bare fucking minimum, to be honest. But if I'm going out, you know what I'm saying, I go all out, because Florida, it's just way too hot to be wearing all that makeup. And you know what I'm saying, like, it's just like the humidity is so hot and it's like moist. It's not like that dry heat that San Diego has. So I'm like, who the hell like wants to do that? Like, wear all that makeup. Plus, I need to get my damn AC fixed for my car. So I have no AC in my car. So I'm burning up. It's just not a good picture. So I'd rather just stay away from makeup. So yeah, that's what I did. You know, is I did my makeup really nice. Wore my red lipstick. I wore my lashes. I really do, to be honest, y'all. I need to start showing my face on my podcast account. I feel like I need it. Yeah, I really do. I'm going to post a picture of what I'm talking about and be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, the face behind Sharday's Thoughts Podcast. Like, get to know me type shit, right? I feel like y'all just know my voice, to be honest. So, yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, I had a good time. I only had a few drinks. It wasn't even a lot. When I go out, I don't like to go too crazy unless it's like occasional, because I'm not a drinker like that, to be honest. I rather do wine out of everything or just no alcohol at all. You know what I'm saying? I just don't get how, you know, alcohol is a big thing in people's lives. I mean, I get that, you know, it could be a disease, but I don't know. I just have a different opinion when it comes to like drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's not that deep. Let's keep it real. It's really not that fucking deep. So when I drink, since I'm not a drinker like that, it gets to me way faster. I like to feel a buzz to a point where I'm like vibing to the music. Like that's all I was doing. I was like vibing to the music. I was singing. I was dancing. I was just so happy. So little old me was minding my business, right? I'm literally drinking my drink real fast. Hold on. Ooh, that's actually pretty good. I lied, but the other one's way better. I was minding my business, drinking my drink at the bar, you know, my sex on the beach. And then this girl comes up to me, right, y'all? This is a T. I don't know why, but every single time I go out, like anywhere, like a Caucasian woman always gives me the vibes like they're hitting on me vibes. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, why do I attract white women? I don't know. I really don't. So she like came up to me and then she kept looking at me up and down. She was like, oh my God, like you're so pretty. I love your hair. I love your makeup. And then like when I was dancing stuff, she was like, hey, get it, girl. At first I thought it was on some friendly shit, right? So I was like, okay, cool. Like I'm down with, you know, meeting new friends to an extent. So I gave a good old sis my Snapchat. She screenshotted my name. She didn't add me, by the way. She screenshotted my name because the connection is like so bad out there. If you go downtown, like you know, sometimes the connection is bad during the it's like this plaza area down there in Florida where you go to this one bar where you bar hop, since it's like a big ass section kind of, and you just lose that connection when you go to like those two places, unfortunately, unless you have to walk all the way to the other side. So it's just a struggle pretty much, right? So with that being said, she didn't add me on Snapchat, and then her dude was right behind her. So I'm like, oh, okay, I guess. So then she was like, well, if you wanna like, you know, go over there with us, like we'll be over there, just let us know. Like she invited me over there with her dude, right? And I'm thinking, huh, I wonder why she invited me over. But the way sis was looking at me, we already know, y'all, what the hell that meant. A third person, right? So I did not take my ass over there. I said, hell no to the nah, right? So I was like minding my business again, vibing, you know, not even going over there. I did not see the girl for the rest of the night, right? I was like, cool. Because that made me, you know, it was flattering, but at the same time, as she continued the conversation on and her energy, like it just gave, I want a third person. That's why I was like, ooh, yeah. I'm not so flattered anymore. I mean, I guess, but like not really. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be mean. But she was nice. Whatever. The compliment was nice, you know. Cool. So then, you know, I start minding my business again. I'm dancing with my little drinky drink. And then boom, another girl and this dude came up to me, some white boy. Mind you, he was like, he wasn't straight, pretty much. He was like twerking and stuff. And then she checked me out. And then she started shaking her ass on me. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know what to do. So I kind of like shied away from it. And I'm just like, what is up with these white women like literally throwing themselves at me? Mind you, the last time I went out there, right, there was this white girl. And she literally like pulled me to the side and she said, damn, Ma, you look so cute in that dress. You look so pretty. And then she like blew a kiss at me. I was like, yo, like y'all are savages. So then I asked two people who I know of, right? One of them, she was Caucasian. She said, I think that white women are attracted to you because that might be their preference, is black women, is probably your skin tone, right? And then she said, maybe it's because you're outgoing. I said, maybe. So then I asked my other friend, and then she was like, remember when you told me that a few people said, like, you know, the way that you carry yourself as is if you're, how do I say this? I was told a long time ago that if with my the way that I am and the way that I carry myself, how do I say this? It's so hard to say it out loud. It's like I say it in my head, but then when I like say it out loud, it's just so hard to like, you know, reiterate what I'm saying. So I was told a long time ago, a few times, that they can't see myself dating a black man. I carry myself as if I'm with a white man, pretty much, right? I'm like, okay, is that supposed to be like, am I supposed to be offended? I don't know. I just feel like that would, it's, I disagree. Just because, the way that I carry myself doesn't mean that I go for a certain race. But that could be a possibility, right? Let me know in a voice message, y'all. What do you guys think? You're always free to also send voice messages at www.anchor.fm/Sharday, Sharday. Just like my name. Send your voice message. Let me know your opinions. Let me know the tea, and I'll add it in my episode, right? So that was the highlight of my night, and I really wanted some tacos, and I didn't get my goddamn tacos, y'all. Okay? I got my leftover Taco Bell, but I didn't get my goddamn tacos. Like, that one drunk food where you're just like, I need it, like, now. First, I wanted tacos, and then I went on and on about, like, fries, like, from the taco shop, which I'm nowhere near a fucking taco shop. And I literally was like, I want this. I want a horchata, Jamaica. Like, let me get this. Let me get that. Da, 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 da. Mind you, I'm nowhere near that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in San Diego no more. So I guess the drunk me was like, bitch, you're in San Diego for a second, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? The cravings is just, it was giving, it's too far away, my good sis. Like, settle for Waffle House, you know? But that was the highlight of my night. Another thing that happened that night, which I did want to bring up before I even forget, there was three black girls, and they were literally like on the dance floor. They were two-stepping it up, whatever. They were cute at first. And the reason why I say at first is because I literally was like dancing and I was like piping them up. I just don't get why is it when it comes to black women, like, we're sisters, we're supposed to stick together, right? But they're so fucking against each other and so like stuck up towards each other. It's honestly pretty fucking disgusting. As soon as I started to hype up all of the good sis, all of them, all of the good sisters, right? They started looking at me crazy, right? And they were like ignoring me pretty much. I was like, okay. And they just kept giving me dirty looks at my homegirl. I was like, okay, like the fuck. And then every time like a dude would dance with them or even try to, like they would just look at them like they're crazy and then like hit the electric slide to every fucking song. I'm like, if you're gonna go out and you're gonna act like that towards your own kind, you might as well take your ass the fuck home because we don't like bad vibes around here. I go out to have fun. I go out to socialize. You know what I'm saying? Not even socialize because people always come up to me. I'm literally such a vibe. But like, I go out to have a good time. I don't like negative energy. And that was just so negative. And I just feel like with our culture, I really feel like we should be sticking together because I feel like any other race sticks the fuck together. But it seems like with our kind, as African Americans, black folks, they don't fucking stick together. Dead ass. Like, only some of them do. Not speaking for all of them, but what I experience, especially living out here, they don't fucking stick together. And it's so ridiculous. But let me hop off my high horse about that rant, that rampage about it, because I feel like that's a whole nother subject that I really want to dive deep into one day. Because, like, I don't know, I want to get another black woman's perspective instead of just my own. So maybe I'll have like a few, guests on my podcast that will give me strong opinions about it as well. But yeah, that was pretty much the tea of the weekend. I mean, it was a pretty fucking fun weekend. I was up pretty late. I did take a long ass nap. So that's why I was up. I only got like 3, 4 hours of sleep, but I'm really not even tired like that. And it's literally like 9:04 at night. So I was like, oh, okay, well, now I know to take a nap, in the middle of the day, and then fucking drink Monster or Red Bull. Of course, I do that all the time. I'm just saying, take a nap and then Red Bull, and then I'll be up. And like, if I get that few hours of sleep, cool. I got that few hours of sleep earlier, so whatever. Just kind of space out the 8 hours of sleep or maybe seven. So the fan question of the week is, what do you think about keeping a roster just in case it doesn't work out with the man, right? So I sent that question. I posted it, and a few people did not understand what it meant. I need a drink, y'all. Hold on. Whew. So people didn't know what it meant. They didn't know what I was talking about for the fan question of the week. And I basically had to reiterate. Basically, what that fan question meant was, you know, pretty much it meant like, what do you think about having a backup plan? Say, for example, it doesn't work out with a man, right? What do you think about having a backup plan, like having other men lined up? I think my opinion on that is, do you, boo-boo. If you're single and you're not in a relationship, you're not in a committed relationship or anything like that, do you. Because at the end of the day, whose loyalty do you, like, who do you owe the loyalty to? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing your own thing, you're single, whatevs, you know? So I would say, do your own thing, and explore. Just be safe while exploring, because back in my day, no ma'am. Be safe. Let's just keep it at that. Be motherfucking safe. Y'all know what I'm talking about with being safe. You know what I mean? Can't trust nobody. But yeah, I did post that, and I was waiting for some opinions on it, but since people didn't know what I was speaking about, I was like, oh man, I guess. But one person kind of talked about it when I reiterated what the fan question meant. And she literally basically said, like, she said she learned her lesson with getting with someone too quick. It fixes nothing. Pretty much she thinks that backup plans don't work because, like, you're, like, getting with somebody too quickly. So, like, do your own thing. Another person said, old me didn't keep a roster, more like a plan B and C. New healed me is too booed up for a roster or plan B. So, my good sis basically said that she too booed up for a plan B, and that's on period, right? So I was like, oh shit, okay. And then another one has commented. She messaged me, and I already told her, I was like, girl, like, I didn't never say names or anything like that, you know what I mean? So she said, like, you know, she posted, like, yeah, I try to be careful because of, you know, I want to be anonymous. So I was like, you know, I got you. So then she said that she did it in the past because they were so commitment, and she glad that she did it because she realized that some men were more damaged than her, and she had to learn the hard way. And then she said it also gives, like, me an idea of, if you haven't dated, like, what do you want in a person? So, like, what are the characteristics and stuff? So hold on, guys, tag you in the post. So I see that somebody with a strong opinion wants to literally comment on it. So I'm going to go ahead and I want to hear a man's perspective. So I'm literally tagging right now, and I'm kind of excited because I'm like, we got a man's perspective too. You know what I'm saying? I like to get both sides. But yeah, I just feel like when it comes to that, be safe and be ready for, you know, if that roster don't work out, that plan B, you better have a plan C, D, E, F, line the hell up, you know what I'm saying? Or just do your own thing, really. Like, I'm not trying to say fuck men or anything, but men are just men, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, pretty much that's how I feel about that. So I wanted to also throw in there, y'all, I just find, like, these posts so funny on Instagram, and I never share it with you guys, right? So I'm like, whenever I see, like, these quotes and, like, funny shit, I'm just gonna talk about it on my podcast, you know what I'm saying? So it says, one of them says, like, relationships require a lot of forgiveness, and sadly, I'm not Jesus. Another one says, ain't no beef, but ain't no getting back cool either. I mean, that's big facts. Like, there's no beef, there's just no, like, you're gonna have no access to me, and that's pure facts. She's winning at life, I'm her bitch. I'm her bitch. What, y'all pretty females stay hard in my story, what's up? And it's the scissor emoji. Shout out to boy fuck you too on Instagram. They crack me the fuck up. Like, I literally share shit, like, every other day. I just think their posts are, like, so funny. Like, hear this one. Y'all really don't know pain if you ever had to turn down a finance ninja because you had a boyfriend. Sis, I can't. I'm fucking dead. Them posts are just, So we got that opinion about the fan question on the what do you think about keeping a roster just in case it doesn't work out with the man? So the male perspective says, depends on how long you've been with the guy, but most women know who they got anyways. I feel like most women don't know what they're getting themselves into, right? I don't know. I just feel like, you know, some men, they like kind of mask themselves as somebody who they're not, and then they kind of reveal themselves, like, you know, a little bit later on as soon as they get comfortable. So I kind of disagree. They don't know what they're getting at, you know, getting with yet. It's like an agree kind of disagree situation. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I just think like there's just so much like shit on Instagram that people don't even talk about. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It says, y'all be crying over ninjas. Shit, I make a ninja wanna write a diss track about me. Never been so uninterested in men in my life. Damn, who hurt you, sis? Pray for my homegirl, cause she on that ninja bad. I love when I click on my story and the heart pops up. I love y'all so much. Mwah. I mean, that must be nice, because I feel like some people give me love, but some people don't give me love. They just scroll past. Like, for example, y'all, my Instagram, I feel like my Instagram is private for a reason, because like, I like my privacy. I had it public one time, and then I noticed people who was from my past, lurking on my page. So I was like, I'm just going to keep it private. So I'm very comfortable with my little bit of likes, as well as my TikTok. It's public, has not that many likes, has like a following of like 1,500 and something people, but I'm comfortable, you know? So she's about to be real paid, real successful, and real happy. She's me hard. Oh, that's so fucking true. Ninjas be like, give me back everything I gave you. Ninja, what, you want some dick? I can't. Get money, stay pretty, and stay on your shit. Ladies, this is for all of us. Stay on our shit, no matter what. So, anyways, y'all, along with those funny ass posts, the main topic, though, was, what do you think, why can't I speak right now? Oh, why do you think plural relationship breakups are messier than monogamous breakups, right? So then, I tag a few people, and some of them didn't understand what I was saying. Like, they did not understand. They kind of looked at it in another way. Like, when they think of plural relationship, they think, ooh, like, three-way, like, you know, intercourse, right? And I'm just like, that's not what it's about. Plural relationship is like polyamorous relationships, right? So I posted that, and one person said, if it involves others who aren't aware of who they are, it will always be a mess, no matter two or three etc. And I said, agreed. Another one thought that I was speaking about something else, kind of, sort of, but they kind of understood the assignment. So they commented, just seems messy. I wouldn't know how to deal with it. It's two other females' emotions, so the breakup will be more emotions than a regular guy or girl, right? I was like, you know, you're kind of on point, but then you're kind of, you know, you know, I got to reiterate for you a little bit more. Because I seen some things on social media I'm going to talk about in a minute. And it did turn my perspective on plural relationships and stuff. Of course, I'm not interested in it, but like, it's pretty interesting to watch, you know what I'm saying, shit unfold, right? Another person has commented, first question, gaslighting, manipulative, emotionally immature, and unavailable people wanting their cake and eat it too. I don't know about the second question. And then I had to reiterate for her about the second question. She did send me a voice message and it disappeared, so I'm gonna have to message her. I'm going to be like, can you send the voice message to my podcast? Just so she can have her opinion in there as well. Nobody else really commented on it after that. I had like two people comment on it on my Instagram. So one person has commented on it. But it was about like a whole nother subject. So he commented, threesomes is for dumb bees who don't realize their ninja don't want them no more. What do you think about this post? So then they threw out another opinion. And then there was a post that says, threesomes is for dumb bees who don't realize their ninja don't want them no more. And then somebody said, no cap or shorty boring. And then he said, I feel like it does depend. If you got to ask over and over if it gets boring, then that's how I see it. Now, if it's mutual and you guys set rules, then it's smooth. I mean, it all depends on the couple, though, in my opinion. But like plural, it's not just about being intimate. Plural relationships is like they're building a tribe. They're building like a little family together. And it's kind of like a whole different thing, right? So, I saw on social media that there was like this plural family. It was three girls, one guy. I follow them. Their content is pretty cool, but I did notice a lot of things, and I was like, ooh, I wonder what people think about this, because I feel like not a lot of people, you know, speak about it. They only speak of the good side of plural, like, oh yeah, you get help with the kids and cooking and bills and yada yada yada. Nah. So with this couple, not even a couple, this plural family, pretty much they put all of their plural relationship business online, to the point where when they broke up, everybody started noticing, hey, where's the other girl? Because one of them broke up with like the whole posse, right? The two girls and one guy. So apparently with that, the story is that she didn't want to do like, she didn't want to go live. She wanted to just, you know, be, I guess, like loved more than anything instead of social media. She didn't care about that. So they kicked her out at 2 a.m. And after that, she went to her parents' house. And when she went to her parents' house, everybody started noticing like she wasn't there. So everybody was commenting like, where is she? Where is she? And they announced, they're like, hey, you know, it didn't work out with her, whatever. So then everybody, basically everybody's true colors came out. Not even just the three people. It was all four of them, right? So I guess the next day, pretty much, she like wanted her car because the car was in her name. But she, I guess, allegedly didn't pay for the car. So the parent called the police to their house, knowing that, you know, the family has a little son, as little as my daughter, I believe. He's like two. And the police came because they wouldn't let her get her stuff, or I guess they wanted to allegedly accommodate getting, you know, her stuff. And, you know, he said, like, you know, we need to handle everything like adults. The girls agreed, whatever, but she was just not having it. So then he said, in order for you to get this car, allegedly, he literally was like, you could have your TikTok account, which has a huge following, or you could keep the car. Like, which one do you want to swap? Basically, she said, fuck that, I'm taking the car. So she took the car, and it was just a whole big old mess. They didn't, you know, have that car anymore, unfortunately. I do see both sides, though, to be honest. I see the side of the one girl, she kind of feels like, probably feels like she's ganged up on, right? Because they're just ripping each other to shreds at this point online. Like, it's just a whole big thing. The other three, I just feel like they're just so hurt to the point where they're just like, I'm going to put her personal business out there. I'm going to, you know, them to shreds. But the other girl's retaliating with the last girl that they were with, that she allegedly was abused, stuff like that. It's just a whole big old mess, right? So hopefully, you know, they move forward, because that's why I wanted to post that question as well, is it kind of encouraged me to, because the plural side of like things like that, like if one person exits that plural group, it's not gonna be one against one, just like a monogamous, I get it, families get involved, whatever, but like it's literally you and that one person, and you guys are just donezos, right? And it gets messy between the two of y'all or whoever else y'all want to bring. Plural, he got the two wives, he got the he got him, he got one of the wives, like literally, like she's the smallest one, and she's like ripping her to shreds because they had secret animosity towards each other, and there was a lot of things that should have been said, you know, to each other out of communication, and they were just going at each other's throats. It was just a whole big thing. Apparently the girl who left the whole, you know, polyamorous relationship. It turns out, allegedly, that she didn't even like the girls like that. She just wanted to be up under the dude. You can tell in the videos as well. You know, she used to just always be all up under him. And then, like, it just seemed very forced when they all hung out together. They all looked like, you know, like friends hanging out. And then the girl who she be ripping to shreds, the short one, which is the new wife, by the way, because they had two wives. It was the one wife who, you know, got kicked out of the house. That was the original. The second wife is still there. And it's just pretty bad. So, I don't know. I just wanted to, you know, dig deep into it. Before even doing my podcast, I did a little bit of research about it. And, you know, it does get pretty messy. And that's why I wouldn't do it. Because just like, you're dealing with three personalities, right? If one of y'all break up, then boom, you're getting ganged up on. And it's just going to be a whole ugly thing. Mind you, you know, they literally said, they were like, if she really wanted, like, her account, she could have her account. She chose not to have her account. So they literally had the other wife take over the account because she didn't want to trade. They were like, oh, yeah, she can make money. You know, she allegedly doesn't have any employment right now. She can make money and get herself a car. I mean, yeah, but realistically, I don't know. I feel like I get that that was her vehicle, but if they all paid for it, I think that they should have splitted, you know, who's going to take the car and what, because they have a whole two-year-old. So the mother in me is like, oh my gosh, like, it's Florida. You literally cannot take an Uber out here for nothing because it's so expensive. It's not like the West Coast where it's like, oh, I could drive to Walmart down the street and that's going to be $10 there and back. No, you're paying damn near $40 to even get to plan, you know, to point A to point B. That's like a couple minutes away. You know what I'm saying? So I felt really bad for both sides. I truly believe that they should have handled it in a different manner and very much privately. I get that they put everything in the public and a lot of people were like speculating and like ganging up on both sides. But I feel like it should have been handled differently. Hopefully they all get to move on, but that's just my intake on things. If I see anything else, y'all, I will post about it because I'm telling you, that was just like horrible. Like the things that were thrown back and forth, the alleged, you know, she's doing this, like her family member this, her family member that. There's messages she be talking about her family. I'm like, yo, like, you, if they're, you know, telling, like, if you know something that's so confidential regarding to mental health, family business, stuff like that, I wouldn't even post that online. No matter how upset you are, you just don't post it online. Maybe, like, you know, keeping it to yourself a little bit. And I feel like on, you know, her side, I feel like she should have just left in a different manner instead of the way she did. I mean, they did tell her, like, hey, allegedly, like, you know, I know you're upset, but, you know, just go take a walk, you know, clear your mind. Boom. She didn't take a walk or nothing. And she was the only wife, though, that I seen that whenever, like, they would go and do things, they'll go do things together, but she would be, like, up under the guy, like, a lot. And, you know, I guess it just wasn't for her. It's not for everybody. I know plural was definitely not for me ever. So, you know, I mean, you live and you learn pretty much. They're all good people. It's just messy right now, pretty much. But, yeah, I mean, there's more tea. I didn't want to spill too much tea on it, but she got her car. She, has her stuff, allegedly. And they're just really upset about how everything was handled. Like, one minute, allegedly, there's text messages thrown back and forth. Hope you're doing well. I'm sorry that happened. And then, boom, they're both getting on live, just, you know, going at it, like, throwing the business out there and everything. I'm like, whoa. So, yeah, pretty much. That's just my intake on things, y'all. And I really hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I know it's a little bit over 30 something minutes. I know my podcast, I wanted it to be like a little bit shorter with me, but let me know what you guys think of this podcast. Like, what are your opinions on just anything? Go ahead and go to www.anchor.fm/Sharday, and then all you got to do is press the bottom, press voice message, and then when you do your voice message, I could automatically put it in my episode, which would be great. to put that in there as well. I would definitely appreciate it. Make sure to follow me on my Instagram for more content, which is Shardays_thoughts_. We will be posting the fan question of the week, so you guys could go ahead and participate with that. I would be very, very happy if you guys participate, because I think it's a really good thing. We'll do the quotes of the week, everything like that. Get more guests on here. And then also, if you want to support my podcast, I'm just saying, I'm going to throw it out there. It's also the same link that I said. It's www.anchor.fm/Sharday. All you got to do is click become a supporter. And it's literally on, when you scroll down, it's like literally near the middle on the left side. And if you want to support my podcast for the low, you know what I'm saying? I would appreciate it because I really do work really hard on my content. So that would be much appreciated, y'all. And yeah, just let me know what you think about this podcast. I really enjoyed hanging out with y'all and, like, you know, telling y'all about my weekend. That felt really great. That drink wasn't that great, but it's okay. Like, we'll replace it with Stella Rosa next time. You know what I mean? So I'll definitely, you know, speak to you guys next Sunday. And if not next Sunday, Sunday after. So, you know, just keep a lookout on my page. Keep the notification bells on. Also, I'm on Apple Podcasts. If you want to leave a review as well, support your girl. Put those 5 stars or whatever stars y'all want to do, whatever's fair with y'all. And put your review. Like, I like reading that too. And you could also participate on Spotify. And also, when you send the voice messages, let me know if you guys have any opinions about me going, like, live recording the podcast on camera, because I feel like I should be showing my face more, my pretty face. So I hope you guys enjoy this content, and I hope you guys all have a great night. And also make sure to you know, subscribe to every platform so you don't miss that notification, because I'm telling you, y'all, like, 1 minute I'm like, I'm pumped, I'm gonna do it, and then boom, you know, stuff happens. So pretty much I just don't want you guys to miss that. So go ahead and push that notification bell on, so whenever I post, you guys get the notification. But like I said, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and get some sleep. I got a lot of things to do tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday, which is snooze Monday for me, y'all. So I hope you guys have a great night. And you can always follow my main account as well, which is Sharday17, if you would like. I mean, you really don't have to, but I hope you guys have a wonderful night and a great Monday at that.
All right, so I just want to go on the record and say I'm listening to your shit. Nigga, you're funny as fuck. And at this point, there's no way I'm going to accept you not coming on my podcast. Like, I need to get you on that. You have to be a record. Now, you are funny as fuck. I've been sitting here dying and laughing. You're like, that's fuck. Like, you're funny. You gotta get on my podcast. I'm not accepting no fans. This is why the person I'm out here.
Okay, it's so much I could say on this subject, but I'm just gonna, you know, of course, I gotta keep it short. But when you're in a relationship, when you're in a relationship, there shouldn't be no backups. But, you know, when you're dating, have as many backups as you want, just as long as you're not being messy with it, because it's free game. You know, until you get down to being serious with someone, you have as many backups as you want. But when you're in a relationship, there shouldn't be no such thing as a backup. Like, that's just my opinion. And again, I could go deeper into it, but, you know, you only get up to a minute to record this message. So, yeah, but that's how I feel about having backups.
What's up, Shardy? It's Tony from the Living Numbers Podcast. And your question is, what do you think about keeping a roster for just in case it doesn't work with a man? I do not believe you should keep a roster, because I feel like you're always going to be thinking in the back of your head, well, I got other people. So how can you then turn and say, I'm putting my all into this relationship, I'm putting everything that I have into it, when you just kind of know you got a stable, like, right back there for you? So I think that you can't really put everything that you have into it and exhaust all your efforts if you are kind of depending on these other people to bail you out. So, yeah, I don't think you need to keep a roster. Just take it one at a time, put all you can into it, and take it from there. If it doesn't work, you know, it doesn't work. Thank you. See you next time.